Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, da doo 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 doo.
Ooh, da doo 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 doo.
Ooh, da doo 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 doo.
Ooh, da doo doo.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a face. And if I
ever fall
in love
again,
I will be sure that
the lady is a friend.
And if I
ever fall
in love so true, I will be sure that
the lady's just like you.
If I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely, I just wanna be the one you need. Oh baby, I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever
someone who will be
someone
my friend,
my
friend, to be with me
and
thick and thin.
Please
share my love with me, my friend. I need someone like you.
And
if I ever fall in love
so true,
I will be sure that
the lady just like you.
Hey, you're tuned in to Hear No Evil. I'm Darlene Lewis, your host. Tune in every Thursday at 6:30. For blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. You can always call us at 347-989-0761. How do you feel about the entertainment industry? You want to be a model? You want to be a singer, an actress, a writer, a producer? You hear so much drama takes place and you are afraid to get out there and show your talents? Well, don't be afraid. Experts are here to guide you along the way to always chase your dream. You can change the game. So do call in 347-989-0761. So much drama going on in the NYC. It's just too much going on. One minute I'm hearing about Tiger Woods, then I'm hearing about a shootout at the Marriott. But one thing everyone is going to be checking out is the Jacksons. We learned about the Jackson family on the A&E reality series that kicks off Sunday. Those things aren't very interesting. Viewers who just want to see Jackson's talk and hang out will be satisfied. Those looking for the first time ever inside revelations the promotion seemed to promise should expect to keep on looking. The series was commissioned before Michael Jackson's death, without his participation, and just four Jacksons are involved so far: Jermaine, Marlon, Jackie, and Tito. Randy is unseen and unreferenced. Janet is heard on a phone call, but otherwise she, Rebe, and LaToya are also MIA. Now, this lineup, better than anything on the show itself, confirms what we've always heard about the Jacksons. Like almost any large family, never mind one that's lived under a burning spotlight for four decades, they're fractious. They fight, they disagree, and in the end, they've got a bond they don't and maybe can't share with anyone else because that's how families work. So, which is fine, but it doesn't leave much for this lightweight show, whose mission nominally is to record the Jackson 4 getting back together to record a 40th anniversary album. Now, that project lurches along slowly amid clear tension between Jermaine and the other three. Absent Michael, he clearly expects to be the star, writing and singing most of the songs. So he records a vocal track. He leaves the studio. The other three erase it. Then Jermaine blows off a photo shoot. He had pink eye, he explains, to which one of the others point out that they all wear sunglasses in their photo shoots. Yet conversely, there's also a scene where Jermaine breaks down as he talks about how he stayed with Berry Gordy's Motown label in 1976 when the other members of the family broke away and signed with Epic. And the reason he stayed, he says, is not because he was married to Gordy's daughter. He stayed because he felt an obligation to the man who gave them their start. It was hard, he says. He felt so alone. They all have a group hug. Now, in any case, and I know some of you will agree, the series naturally takes a dramatic turn when Michael dies, and much of Jermaine's focus shifts to doing something in his memory. That doesn't work out very well either, and while it's clear the brothers are shaken and saddened by Michael's death, viewers should not expect any intimate or inside reactions here. And that's fine. They have every right to keep those thoughts private. But it doesn't add much to a show that's already so thin. It's difficult to imagine anyone outside hardcore Jackson fans finding much to keep their attention. So, I really don't know about the Jackson show. I mean, I give them a C+. But on another note, the Sandman. Philadelphia rapper Sandman once had a deafening buzz based off of his stellar work on the Re-Up Gang's We Got It for Cheap mixtape series. Volumes 1 through 3 of the series kept the clips relevant between albums and introduced the world to Sandman and Ab Liver. But before their debut album could reach the masses, Sandman left the crew to focus on his burgeoning solo career. Up until now, he's kept relatively quiet, choosing rather to speak through his music. But in an interview with XXLMag.com, Sandman explains why he left the group. "Man, I left because I truly felt in my heart that everything the Re-Up Gang as a four-man group worked for was getting ready to start. Then how could I put it? I saw the Clips get money and take it all to themselves, one way or another. Like we promoted a single called 20K, Money-Making Brothers on the Corner. Remember that? That was supposed to be our single on the Koch album. All of a sudden, Fast Life came out, and that was one of the shot at a mainstream look. It was already told to the world that the Re-Up Gang album was coming first on Columbia. This shit is in publications and websites. But then I hear the Clips was releasing an album first. In my mind, I'm thinking that's a conflict of interest. How could Re-Up drop on Columbia and then 3 months later the Clips drop? It don't make sense." Sandman also mentioned that there's no beef between him and the group. He says his departure was strictly business and not personal. You know, it's always so much drama going on with groups. But even single and solo artists have problems. Like with Miss Ashanti, whose stalker was arrested. You know, there was a Midwest pervert sending messages to Tina Davis, Ashanti's mom. Devar Hurd, a 31-year-old Indiana man, has been arrested by New York police for harassing singer Ashanti. Hurd, spelled H-U-R-D, allegedly sent 30 sex-related messages to Ashanti's mother manager, Tina Douglas. The pervert sent two messages plus more showing picture of his genitals. And with quotes, "Hey, Tina baby, how you doing, sexy?" Text H-U-R-D. "Tell Shawnee I'm coming straight home from work to put in some overtime. You know how I do, LOL. The stalker's text messages reference Ashanti's scheduled appearances as well as rehearsals, so he clearly knew how to get to her. Police have reportedly offered Hurd a one-year sentence in exchange for a guilty plea. He's currently being held in jail on $50,000 bail. Now, being that that's out, this is the time that Ashanti should be releasing a single or an album or promoting that she's pregnant, if she's pregnant. I'm not saying that she's pregnant, but normally when there's controversy like this, this is the time to release a record. And on that note, speaking of releasing a record, I was thinking about Tiger Woods recently. Not because everybody was talking about him, but the fact that, you know, a lot of money is being lost because you know, a lot of the sponsors don't want to be affiliated with the person that has negative publicity. So this one's for you.
Put your hands
Well, I guess the music has stopped for Nas because he has to pay Miss Khalees. A judge has ordered Nas to pay $40,454 in spousal support and $10,647 in child support to his former wife Khalees on a monthly basis. Nas must also pay Khalees' high-profile lawyer Laura Wasser's attorney fees, which comes in at $46,022. Khalees has custody of their child for now, but Nas's lawyer, Mark Vincent Kaplan, wants his client to get overnight visitation. Nas originally fought not to pay any spousal support and for full custody of their child. That is clearly not going to happen. I really feel sorry for Nas. I recently received a video of Nas being arrested in Georgia. I believe he was intoxicated. It's sad. Unlike the Carters, who are moving on up, Mrs. Carter and her husband, Jay-Z, are waving goodbye to New York and saying hello to Las Vegas. Rumors have circulated for a while that Bay was working out a ridiculous deal to play at Las Vegas' Wynn Hotel, and the deal is complete. Beyonce will be signing a $300 million three-year deal with the hotel, and if everything goes according to plan, it will be announced early next year. Media Takeout says that under the terms of the deal, Beyonce will have to perform 2 to 3 times a week at the casino. And that means that her and husband Jay-Z will have to set up permanent residence in Sin City, and they're not wasting any time. Jay and Beyonce are house hunting, looking in Vegas as we speak. They even looked at one 10,000-square-foot mansion just down the street from the boxer Floyd Mayweather. Is that hot or what? These two couples are really doing it, and they're doing it well. I'm so proud of the fact that Beyonce has her own career, Jay-Z has his own career, but they seem to come together in everything they do. Unlike my boy Tiger Woods, you know, Gatorade drops Tiger's drink. Gatorade is the first company to reportedly distance itself from Tiger Woods, and him and his drama. The company announced yesterday that they will be ceasing production and distribution of Tiger's signature drink. Wow, this decision to drop the Tiger Focus beverage was first reported by trade publication Beverage Digest in an issue dated November 25th, 2 days before the incident at Woods' home in Florida, according to the Associated Press. This may be true, but it's damn sure convenient timing. I just don't know, man. I mean, what else can go wrong with couples? And speaking of couples, Usher, as you know, has a record out talking about signing papers. But Usher versus Usher album cover is leaking. Usher is really milking this divorce thing. First he leaks the single papers, and now the title of his upcoming album is Raymond vs. Raymond, alluding to the divorce from former wife Tamika. When he bared his soul with Confessions in 2004, it worked to the tune of a multi-platinum album. We will see if he can pull it off again when his next CD drops in March. I feel sorry for a lot of these groups, these couples that are breaking up. It's just very sad because children are involved and a lot of money is involved. What happened to the days when you was a guy's diamond girl?
Friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca, and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca mic check on a windmill skill, master stats wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell her my nigga need a sweater tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck, but just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay awake, cause the other niggas are fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and 1DMC, so watch it, big time.
Try to put me in the box, it's impossible, unless,
oh yeah,
this time it's all or nothing,
said it's real, oh yeah,
listen, I'ma take you 10 rounds like a boxer, baby, show you how I put down what rocks the lady, promise you're asking when I'm done for more, I'ma switch it up and make life comfortable. I'ma be the reason you're not sleeping, baby. I'ma invade the thoughts you keeping, baby. If you're still not convinced, I'll tell you more. Make you forget the way you felt before. Uh-oh, I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to settle down. Uh-oh, I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the muscle girls I dated. I tell you what you are, you're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the one that I quit the game for. You're my diamond. all the music. Yeah. With the game ball. Hey. Can't explain just how much you shine. Give me your heart, I'll give you mine. I'm putting my future on the line.
Baby, it's just you and I.
From this day on, let's make a deal. I'll stay true, you keep it real. Don't be shy about how you feel.
Baby, don't be shy. Hey,
uh-oh. I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to settle down.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the muscle girls I dated. I tell you what you are, you're my diamond girl. You're the one, I put the rock on
you.
You're my diamond girl. You're the one that I put the game for. You're my diamond girl.
You're
the one, I put the rock on.
You're my diamond girl.
Your diamonds in the sky, if you feel the vibe. I'm in the club doing the same old two-step, while Omega's doing the same old two-step. I had my money on my mind, I was thinking green. She a pledge, a.k.a. she was thinking green. I want a good girl, she want a gentleman. We saying the same thing like a synonym. I wasn't really sitting game, I was scrimmaging. My penmanship so hard, it needs censorship. I'm a Chicago wind, to Chicago wind, till we blow like Chicago wind. I don't know what's better, getting laid or getting paid. I just know when I'm getting one, the other's getting away.
I know you want to hear that again.
Yeah.
Run the record back. All that, yeah. Just rock with it. It's next selection.
Wow, I really love Ryan Leslie. He is such a great producer. I mean, I've been, you know, talking about him for years, and finally, just finally, he's getting his just due. Tune in right now to Blog Talk Radio to hear some new acts that are trying to make it in the music industry. Also, we have a television program called Celebrity Showcase, and that airs... Yeah, that airs every Wednesday at 6:30 on MNN.org. You would click on Channel 56, or you can just tune in to Time Warner Channel 56 or RCN Cable Channel 83 for Celebrity Showcase. Celebrity Showcase highlights the legends of hip-hop and R&B. It also is a great venue for individuals such as yourself that may have a product, good, or service that you want to get out and you're not able to pay, you know, the normal advertising fee. Because let's face it, in today's economy, it is very, very, very costly to be able to afford, you know, to take out advertising. Hey.
Come here, girl.
What you want?
I want you to sit down and just listen to me for a minute.
Oh.
I want to talk to you. You know, you're always telling me that men don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to let go.
Yeah.
Well, I want to express myself to you in this song and let you know that never, ever, ever be you. Never, never, ever be another man like me. Yo. Let me get up inside your mental. Just feel me if you can. I'ma give it to you plain and simple so you can understand. The day we met, baby, it was divine. Hey, now how you read your
call her by the phone. Her skin so pretty brown. A smile of murder hard. With her, I settled down. I looked into her eyes and don't know how I knew. She wanted the same thing, just to be happy too. So my player mission changed. Was no longer running game. I had a show. Little town with me, game. I don't want to lose the love I found. Nothing can come between. I know how to show you, girl. I was raised a fly queen. I want to give you all the finer things in life. White sands, blue seas, and the title of my wife. You can hold the doctor's ice. Just give me some icicles. One boy, 20 girls, and I change your life a little, love. Yeah. Never, ever be another man like me. No. Here's another one. Yeah. And another one. Never, ever be another man like me. Yeah. Yo, PA, sing it, baby. I want you to know I'm happy with you, girl. Yeah, yo, check this out, yo. Tell me what you never had. Tell me what you never seen. Tell me all the things you love and what would make your world serene. You ever see the sun shimmy over the ocean while you lay up on the yacht and get your whole body all ocean? Sipping a Mai Tai, some finger food's the best. Sail out to be more and catch a crab fest. Fly out to Italy and do a little shopping. I'm in it in Paris. This life is never stopping. Follow those rose petals, they lead into the tub. The temperature is set, includes a back rub. Limit all your body down, do it in a special way. With a card that says I love you forever and a day. And look here, girl, if you still don't understand what I'm trying to say to you, yo, full force, break it down to us like this. Yeah.
Of They'll Never Be by Dr. Ice in Full Force. That was a switch song produced previously by the DeBarge family. It's all about love, power, money, and respect. Here's something by DL2, formerly known as the Meows, produced by their uncle B-Fats, the legendary producer rapper of the song and dance The WAP, Money and Cash.
Money and cash, no, so you know what we do. Louis, Gucci, Fendi, Diesel. We got it all, young ladies, we got a ball. Independent, we spending, don't matter what it costs, y'all. Yeah, I be wildin' while I'm resting on the aisle.
got a ball. Independent, we spending, don't matter what it costs.
Hey, that was DL2, formerly known as the Meows. Guess what? Africa is mad at a dream girl. Jennifer Hudson is set to play Winnie Mandela. According to EUR, the Creative Workers Union of South Africa is protesting the casting of actress-singer Jennifer Hudson as Winnie Mandela in an upcoming biography about the ex-wife of former South African President Nelson Mandela. The union says that using foreign actors to tell the country's stories undermines efforts to develop their natural film industry. It can't happen that we want to develop our own Hollywood and yet bring in imports, the union's president Mobutu Sidho said in the Citizen newspaper. This decision must be reversed. It must be stopped now. Union Secretary General Upa Labogo said in the Times, if the matter doesn't come up for discussion, we will push for a moratorium to be placed on the film. The film Winnie is currently in development. Now, I don't know about you guys, but to be honest, I love Jennifer Hudson. Don't get me wrong. I really loved her in Dreamgirls. I didn't really like her in the B movie with Queen Latifah, and I don't see her playing Winnie Mandela. That's just me. I just don't see her playing. Right now, I think she should focus on doing another album, sticking to singing, and wait for another opportunity, because it seems like she's playing the same type of role, you know, that mean-spirited, you know, fast-talking woman. In Sex and the City, you know, she was, like, acting like she wasn't used to anything, you know, with the pocketbook and all of that stuff. To me, that was a little corny. She needs a good role. I don't know if Winnie Mandela is the role for her, but I know that she can probably do something a little different. I would like to see her play a corporate president of a corporation or in a science fiction movie. You know, her and Beyonce, they need to spread their wings a little bit different if they're going to get into the industry of acting, because they're singers and people know them as singing. So, but I love Jennifer Hudson so much that I want you to listen to something that she's singing on.
I've never been who I won't be. Never felt completely free. No one's ever had all of me. I made me feel so beautiful and sexy. Now I'm flying like an airplane. Now I'm riding on the open range. Now I'm living on my destiny. I know the truth, I got it all in you. Giving it all, giving myself over.
Jack's wife gets reality.
Hey, it's me. Call me when you can.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
That's right. Shaq's wife gets reality show. The Hoop and the Harm. Shawnee and Shaq's proposed reality show may not ever make it to air due to their impending divorce. But Shawnee will have her foray into reality TV without the Big Diesel. She will appear in and serve as the executive producer for VH1's new Basketball Wives series. Now, this series delves into the inside lives these ladies lead, from the big houses, fast cars, high-end fashion, and jewelry, to fending off the groupies that feed off of their men. The cast is filled, of course, with the significant others of retired, bench-warming, and superstar ballers, including Jennifer Williams, wife of Eric Williams, Evelyn Lozada, ex-fiance of Antoine Walker, Misha O'Neill, wife of Jermaine O'Neill, Royce Reed, Faith Rain, Udonis Haslam's girlfriend, and Shawnee O'Neill. The show is set to begin taping this month, and the first episode of the 8-episode run premieres on VH1 on March 15, 2010. So I guess I'll remember that because that's the day before my birthday. Once again, you're listening to Hear No Evil. I don't understand how these basketball players and sports figures think that they can live in a world, under a microcosm, sneaking around with other women or other men, and, thinking that, the family won't be disrupted. How can they live like that? You need your significant other. You can't breathe without them.
Hey, it's me. Call me when you can.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
Living in a world with no end.
deep. Tell me how you gon' be without me. If you ain't here, I just can't breathe. There's no air, no air.
Thank you for listening to Hear No Evil on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in every Thursday at 6:30. You can call us at 347-989-0761 every Thursday at 6:30. Until next time, good evening.
I'm a little